New Testament Christianity is on the air. This gospel broadcast is designed to exalt Jesus Christ in original biblical Christianity. It is our desire to have no creed but Christ and no book but the Bible. And now, your evangelist Ray Bennett of Delmarva Evangelism, Mr. Bennett.
Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus Christ, the only Savior of the world. Jesus Christ, the only hope of mankind, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. The great I Am, Jesus Christ, came to the world, and Jesus Christ said, the Son of God said, the Savior, Messiah said, as Peter made that great confession that he was the Christ, Jesus was speaking about that great immortal truth, and Jesus said, upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. It's enough to cause the goosebumps to come up in back of your neck when you hear those wonderful words Jesus said, upon this rock. Of course, Jesus is the rock. Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. That's the rock. Peter was a stone. The church is not built on a stone. It's built on Jesus, the rock. In the original language, there's two Greek words there, and there's a separate word for rock. And Jesus was built and built his church on the rock. Upon this rock, he said, I will build my church. And then he said, the gates of hell, meaning the gates of death. Nothing will prevail against the Lord's church. It's interesting as we study the Word of God that Jesus said, I will build my church. He never said the Romans would build their church and the Protestants would build their church. He never said, you build the church of your choice and I'll build the church of my choice. He never said, go your own way and as long as it feels good, do it. Jesus died for the church, and we must not follow such a haphazard notion as claiming that we can choose the church of our choice or go the way of our choice or believe the doctrine of our choice. When Jesus died for the church of his creation, he shed his blood for it. The church is his body, and there's references, nearly 80 references to the church in the New Testament that'll teach us what God wants us to know about the church, the kingdom of God. And the church is the only institution that Jesus is coming after when he returns to this world. And so you better study what the Bible says about the Lord's church and make sure that you are a part of it. When we finished last week in our broadcast on the Lord's church, we had pointed out how that the Old Testament spoke about how that the word of the Lord would go forth from Jerusalem. This was 700 to 800 years before it happened, but the gospel was preached from Jerusalem, and then the Lord added to the church right there in the city of Jerusalem. But here, as we look at our text in Ephesians chapter 5, the Bible says in verse 25, husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. The primary emphasis here is Christ's relationship to the church and your relationship to the church. But here's a tremendous blessing here, something that all of you husbands need to look at. The Bible says to you husbands and to all of us, husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church. If we love our wives like Christ loved the church, our wives are going to be queens. They're not going to be beat around. They're not going to be turned into slaves. They're not going to be abused. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. Now back to the church. The Bible is giving us some wonderful, wonderful information here. The Scripture says that Christ loved the church and he gave himself for the church. Now if he loved it and if he gave himself for it, you need to realize what it is. You need to realize what it's named, what it's called. You need to realize what the early Christians did to become a part of it. You need to understand what the doctrine of the church is. It's not a matter of the church of your choice. That's a notion of man's concoction. It's not the church of our choice. It's what does God say? What does the Word say? What does the church of our Lord Jesus Christ teach us as we go to the Scriptures, that he might sanctify and cleanse it? And so the Bible teaches that Jesus loved the church. He gave himself for the church that he might sanctify the church. The church is to be set apart. A beer-guzzling society has nothing to do with the church. A church that indulges in gambling and drinking, it's not the church. In no way is it the church. It's so far from the church, it's not even a corrupted church. Never the church to start with. How could a church claim to be representing God, representing righteousness, and allow beer and allow drinking and allow smoking and participate in all of these things? You see, what's called the church is not the church today. Just because it's a big building doesn't make it the church. As a matter of fact, nowhere in the Bible does it say the building was a part of the church or that the building was the church. The only building that's referred to refers to the people. The individuals are the building, and the church is the body of Christ. We'd have been better off if we had to remain pilgrims, and instead of getting into the real estate business and building big cathedrals, if we'd have been humble and if we'd have worshipped in homes or out by the canal bank and used our funds to feed the poor and be the kind of people that they were in the first century. The Lord loved the church. He gave Himself for the church, and He wants the church to be sanctified, set apart. The Bible teaches in Hebrews 12:14, that we're to follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. Have you ever heard a passage like this? The Bible says, without holiness, no man shall see the Lord. Beer drinking in what's called a church is far from holiness. Gambling and bingo in what's called a church is far from holiness. All of these things that are so popular today in Protestantism and Romanism, where they have simply gone into pleasure and they've turned the church into a social society. My friends, that's not holiness, but the church is holiness. The church is not an entertainment society. Today there are churches that are trying to please the people, trying to find out what the people want so that they can give the people what they want. But Jesus never came down here to give the people what they wanted, but what they needed. The apostles never preached what the people wanted to hear, but what they needed to hear. John the Baptist never preached to please the people. He preached to please God. Someone said, we've outlived the time for old-fashioned hellfire and brimstone preaching. Go tell that to John the Baptist. Tell it to Amos. Tell it to Stephen. Tell it to Paul. Tell it to Jesus, who said, you generation of vipers, how shall you escape the damnation of hell? No, my brothers and sisters, we never outgrow the need for old-fashioned hellfire and brimstone preaching. As a matter of fact, we have too much soft soap pablum, easy-going jello preaching today. We need some more of that old-fashioned hellfire, rip-snorting, and brimstone preaching to get people out of their lethargy, to make them realize what the church is. It's not something that entertains. It's not something that just makes you feel good. It's the body of Christ, the kingdom of God, and the Lord wants it to be sanctified, set apart, made holy by the life that it's living. The Bible says in Ephesians 5, talking about the church, that He might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the Word. What is the washing of water? Well, on the day of Pentecost, they were all washed in water to have their sins taken away. Of course, it was the blood that took away their sins. But the Bible says when they were told they'd crucified Christ, they were pricked and touched to their heart. And they said to the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? They wanted to know what to do to get rid of the sin that they had committed. That's what you need to do. That's the question you need to ask. What must I do? The church doesn't give the answer. The bishop doesn't give the answer. The pastor doesn't give the answer. The pope doesn't give the answer. God gives the answer. And the answer from God was, when they said, what shall we do? It was repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. A few verses down, the Bible says the Lord added to the church, and so they were all washed with water and sanctified, cleansed of their sins by the blood of Jesus when they repented and were baptized into Christ. That's why the Bible says, arise and be baptized and wash away thy sins. The Bible says we're baptized into Christ. And so it's clear, if we could just look beyond popular denominational doctrines to the clear teachings of the Word of God, a seventh grader, a third grader, a first grader could tell you how clear this is when it talks about being cleansed and sanctified with the washing of water by the Word. Then the Lord, through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, deals with the church. That the church, the body of Christ, might be sanctified. It has been cleansed with the washing of water by the Word, that He, that is God, might present it to Himself a glorious church. A beer-drinking church is not a glorious church. A bingo-playing gambling church is not a glorious church. A compromising, half-dedicated church is not a glorious church. A church that only has enough faith to get their people out one day a week or 1 hour a week is not a glorious church. My friends, as we've traveled this great country, every once in a while we'll run across a church where they have just about as many for prayer meeting as they have Sunday morning. And they have just about as many for Sunday night as they have Sunday morning in prayer meeting. They don't have that great amount of people, but they're dedicated and they're all back. Well, I remember a good friend of mine not long ago by the name of Bob Ponshot doing a great job up in New Jersey. He said he was down in Florida. This broadcast is originating from Venice, Florida. But he was in Florida and he went to church. And he came home and he wrote about the services that he allowed himself to go to. He said they should have said, let the show begin. Because it wasn't a regular worship service, it was a show. It was an entertainment. It was something like a Barnum and Bailey. Well, friends, the church is not a circus. The church is not a show. It's not let the show begin. It's let the worship begin. Let the praise begin. And if you only have enough religion in your church to get the people out 1 hour a week on Sunday morning, and you can't get them out for anything else, you better have an old-fashioned hell, fire, and brimstone revival and let somebody like John the Baptist, Stephen, or Paul come in and do the preaching. But these little limp-wristed pablum preacher boys are not going to get the job done with their little soft soaping, tippy-toeing around the doctrine. We need some straight shooting. We need some hellfire and brimstone along with all of the other gospel. And they say, what we need is love. What you need is enough love to tell them the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. And you need to have enough love to tell them they're going to hell outside of Christ. That they're lost outside of the church. That they're lost if they're not totally committed and dedicated. And remind them that they're a part of not some kind of a put-on, put-off organization, but a glorious church. Died for by the Lord. Cleansed by His blood. And it's to be a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing. And so Jesus here is telling us all about the church. And He said, upon this rock, I will build my church. In our next broadcast, we want to go back and deal with that. But we've learned here that the church is the body of Christ. We've learned here that Jesus loved the church and gave Himself for it. We've learned here that the church is to be sanctified and that if you're in the church, you've been washed by the blood of Jesus. You've been baptized. You've been buried in water. And through the Word of God, you've been redeemed. And you're a part of a glorious church. Not a church that wears a denominational name, not a church that wears the name of your choice, but a church that wears the name of its founder, follows the doctrine of its founder, goes the way of its founder, has the ordinances of its founder, practices the Lord's Supper of its founder, the baptism of its founder. Someone says, aren't you just a little bit narrow-minded? My friends, the way is narrow, and the way is straight, and if you want to go to heaven, you're going to have to pay the price. It's invitation time now on New Testament Christianity. Are you willing to give your life to Christ? On the base of your faith, will you repent of your sins? And will you be immersed, baptized for the remission of your sins, and arise and walk in a newness of life? The churches of Christ salute you, and we encourage you to take a stand for the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. There's no hope except through Christ. He's the way, the truth, and the life. And there's none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Glory be to the name of our Lord Jesus. Let's close with prayer. Thank you, Father, for Jesus. Thank you for the gospel. Thank you for the kingdom. Thank you for the church. And Father, help us to be sanctified as members of the church. And I pray that people out there will obey the truth and be washed, cleansed by the blood of Jesus. And I pray that you'll keep us to our next fellowship. In Jesus' name, amen.
You have been listening to New Testament Christianity, a non-denominational, Bible-centered broadcast designed to promote the one Lord, one faith, and one baptism of the Word of God. Tune in next week for more Heaven High, Hell Deep, and Worldwide Shotgun Barrel Straight Preaching. Address all correspondence to Raymond S. Bennett, P.O. Box 1507, Millsboro, Delaware 19966, or call 302-542-3744.